Yudchet Kislev, we're holding in Siman Chavtes Halacha Yud Aleph, and we're going all the way to Halacha Yud Zayin. These are the most transformational, probably, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that we could learn. And it's incredible Torahs, incredible life lessons. Here we go. Number one, there's a mitzvah to say to be cleaving to Talmidei Chachamim in order to learn from their actions. It's based on the Pasuk of Yisidbak, and really it's talking about us cleaving to Hashem. How do you cleave to Hashem, right? The Shechina, I can't, it's Eish, it's fire. So Chazal tells there is a way, and that's to cling to as much as possible to Talmidei Chachamim. So how does that play out practically? I mean, you can't just hang out in their house all day, you know, maybe that would be nice. The answer is a person should be Mishtadal, the practical examples that Chazal give. A person should try as much as possible to marry a Bas Talmud Chacham, or to marry off his daughter to Talmud Chacham, or to eat and drink with Talmidei Chachamim, or to do business for Talmidei Chachamim, or to connect to them in any connection possible. That is the Kitzur's advice for us, how to fulfill this mitzvah. And Chazal says it's a mission of Pirkei Avos, a person should be misabek v'afal aglem, that means to get even dirty, literally and figuratively, and to drink with thirst their words. There's a lot of beautiful things that Pesach Kitzur also brings down of the benefits a person has even just eating by the table of Talmidei Chachamim, and part of it where Chassidim sit by the Rebbe. This is all based on this concept. There's a mitzvah on every person to love every Jew like themselves. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'alta Lecha Kamlecha. So what does that mean practically speaking? And you know, it's amazing because today is the Erev of Yutas Kislev, which is a Balatanya and Perek Lamed Beis. It's probably a mitzvah to learn the Balatanya and Avas Yisrael, which we'll soon use practically. But in any case, a simple understanding of what does that mean, love other Jews like yourself? What does that mean? So it means to be mesapir b'shvochei, to say praises about them and to be concerned about their property. And to be, if you see someone else's property being ruined, or you see that someone, just like you look for honor for yourself, you try to look to make sure that other people are honored. And one of the great dangers is to be miskabed b'klon chavir, that means to be honored through the shame of someone else. By comparing oneself to someone else and showing how they are better, that could be a terrible thing. And Chazal say that it's a pretty scary thing. So a person should definitely be watch out from such things. The Kitzur says points this out. He says that if a person is miskabed b'klon chaveroi, and of course everything works, tshuva always works. Next, Allah has a person who hates another Jew in his heart is oivir aloisase. It's a negative commandment. Now, what does that mean? Don't keep it in your heart. An amazing lesson. We would think it's the opposite. No. A person has to speak things out. And we learned this from Avshalom. He didn't speak to Amnon after Amnon did a terrible thing to Avshalom's sister Tamar. Instead of speaking to him, he kept it in his heart, and eventually he wanted to kill him. So you see how important it is to make sure that a person speaks things out, and therefore the Pasuk says, Ochech tochech samisecha, which means correct your fellow Jew. And if he was choizeh and he asked for mechila, so you have an obligation to be mechila, and the person should not be cruel. We learn this interestingly enough from Avraham Avinu, that Davin for Avimelech, after Avimelech asked for forgiveness for taking Sarah, even though he didn't even do it with the knowledge that it was Sarah was his wife. Also, in Ovis de Rav Nosson, beautiful Ovis de Rav Nosson, the Kitzur quotes, explaining sinas of yes and having a negative eye, it's really, that's what it's based on in Pirkei Ovis. A person should love Chachamim. Person, meaning a person should not say, I love Chachamim, but I hate Tamid. Why I love Tamid? Why I hate Amiyaret? No. Ehoiv es kulam, love everyone. The only time you use hatred is for apikolsim and misisim, madichim and mislim. These are people that are defying God with intent, first of all, and they grew up this way. There's a very important Pesach Tshuva that quotes the Tanya, and there's also a famous Chazanish, the Bezman Hazeh, meaning people that grew up, what we call Tinek Shenishba, doesn't have the same status that this is what, meaning when it comes to the sinner, that's not what it's talking about. And in fact, it's an amazing Balatanya. Balatanya says that even the apikosim themselves, about them as a chiddush, there's a mitzvah to hate them and to love them at the same time. You have to look at the Balatanya, that Perek Lamed Beis, it's kedai. Okay, next. If a person is not allowed to be bevakesh din, that means if a person has a quarrel with someone, a fight with someone, he shouldn't ask heaven to punish his friend. And that's the kids says it's only when you could take care of it down here on earth. Go to a base team. Someone who screams about his friend and he gets punished first. Meaning it's definitely not a good idea. But some say that even if he doesn't have a dying down here, better not to scream about, because it opens up things against the person himself, unless he told him first, meaning he tried to work things out. A person who sees his friend that sinned, is making a mistake, is going against Hashem. So there's a mitzvah to bring him back. It's a mitzvah to bring him back. Now, there, of course, is a distinction, which is already mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, Simtav Resh Ches, between someone who's doing something that's mefurish b'Torah versus something that's not explicit in the Torah. So if something that's not explicit in the Torah, we say mutav yishogim v'mizidim, but something that's explicit, a person has an obligation to be mechiach, it's based on the pasuk, uchech techech etzamisecha, which means that a person has to correct another person. Now, but there's a process. This is probably the reason why many times we don't. But really, that's what we're supposed to do. How do we correct someone? Mechiach is chaveru ben bedvorim, but it's things ben adam, mokam ben adam chaveri, has to first of all do it privately. Number two, you should do benachas, beloshon raka, softly. And you should tell him that he's doing this for his benefit in order to bring him to Chayilam Abba. This is all based on the Rambam. It's beautiful. And if someone is able to correct someone and be Moicha and he doesn't, he will be punished for that sin. That's the responsibility. Now, all this is true, says the kid, so this is a very fundamental point, is that when a person thinks that he's going to listen, but if a person knows he's not going to listen, there is a mishmur that says if it's a suffix, you should. But if a person knows the person's not going to listen, not only should you not, it's aser. Aser l'achichoy. It's based on the Chazal. Rabbi Loh says, Shem shemitzvah adam lo yimadav nishma. It's a mitzvah in a person to say something that won't be heard. And in fact, Rabbi Abba says it's an obligation. Based on the pasuk, atoicha chaleitz pen yisna'eka ho'chacham ho'chach l'chom v'yaveka. You have to know who you are correcting. And lastly, for today, a person's not being a vicious friend, whether it's with words or action, and especially when it's in public. Chazal say, "Amal b'mnei chavir b'rabim in a chelak alam haba." That means until a person doesn't do tshuva. It's a scary statement, and it's all learned that we know from Yehuda and Tamar, where she wasn't willing to embarrass Yehuda, and she sent him hints in order to see if he's going to admit to his mistake. Chazal also say a person should be very careful, therefore, to not embarrass this person, whether it's an adult or even a minor. Shouldn't call him names or last names of things that he's uncomfortable with. If a person sinned against you and you have to reprove him, so we already said don't shame him, which means bring a person to a klima. So now all this is true, b'nodem l'chaveiroi. But the diva shamayim, if a person is doing things against heaven, and he's doing it publicly. If a person first, means the first step is you got to make sure to speak to the person privately. This is where I think people might fall into the trap of jumping and being a kanoi before making sure to speak to the person in private. But if Taka, he didn't listen in private, then the kitzur says we shame him and we publicize his mistake. And we wait till he's going to return and do the right thing. There's really two purposes. There's getting him to do the right thing, and also that publicly people should know that this is something that should not be done. And the chiddush is, of course, that therefore there's no einos dvarim, as the kitzur says, because Chazal say the pasuk says lo yisonu reish amisai, is only amisai means am shitrobat Torah mitzvos. So if there are only one dos of ano, meaning saying the wrong words to someone and hurting him, is if a person is doing Hashem's Torah mitzvahs. Otherwise, a person has no problem of saying words to him. Now, if a person is not chayzel, after a person is like we said before, that the conditions are that first you try to do it privately and with a soft tongue. The Piskachu was also quotes from the Mishnah Berurah, Davka Kshavir B'Rabim, this Aveir has to be something that he does in public. But if a person made a mistake and it's in private, you always have to reprove him in private. And that's also Davka if he's going to listen and do tshuva. But if he's not going to listen, says the Mishnah Berurah, correct him one time and don't correct him anymore. Have a beautiful day.